Well, obviously, the Bradford and Bingley nationalisation has been another blow to confidence in Britain's banking system. Obviously, Bradford and Bingley was very weak, and the government felt it could not be allowed to stumble on for much longer, so they technically made it insolvent in order to take it over and take it into national ownership. Part of that business is now being broken up, with the savings deposits going to Spanish bank Santander. The government will be taking on the mortgage arm of Bradford and Bingley.
So with these kind of difficulties showing up in Britain again, are banks now looking for more government help, like in the style of the US banking bailout?
Yes, it seems that there are some requests going round government for a US-style bailout. So far, the Treasury appears to have rebuffed all of these ideas and doesn't want to step into the market in a bigger way than it has done already. I mean, it's very difficult to see actually what governments can do now, because even in the US, the bailout has not supported the stock market and people remain very nervous. But there are all sorts of discussions within banking and government circles about what can be done and whether there is more a wider bailout needed. So far, that's not been forthcoming. But if the share prices continue to fall at this rate, then who knows?
The markets have reacted terribly to this, but can consumers be any more confident after this takeover?
Well, the markets have been very shaky, and markets are still worried about confidence in the banking system and again in the US banking bailout. So markets are very nervous. But I think the Bradford and Bingley deal should be good news for consumers, because it shows that the government will stand behind all savings deposits in a big bank. We'd only known up till now that we were protected up to £35,000 worth of our investments, and that the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, which is financed by the banks, would pay us for that, but not for any more. Now, the government has said in Bradford and Bingley it will stand behind all savings, and it's actually paying Santander, the Spanish bank that's taking over the savings deposits of Bradford and Bingley, £4 billion to compensate it for savers who aren't covered by the bank's own compensation scheme. So I think that means, as consumers, we can be confident that if we have our savings in big banks, and they are more than £35,000 that would typically be covered, we know that the government will stand behind those.
And where up to now most of the impact of the credit crunch has been concentrated in America and Britain, there are some fairly major ripples beginning to run through Europe as well now, aren't there?
Yes, it's really hit Europe. The Fortis bailout, which came late on Sunday night, has seen the Belgian Dutch government stepping in to help that bank and to protect depositors. That has had a knock-on effect across Europe. It's led to a lot of nervousness amongst European banks. We've seen in Germany, Hypo Real Estate, the second largest real estate bank in Germany, bailed out to the tune of €25 billion. In Iceland, the third biggest bank, Glitnir, has been nationalised by the government, and the government has said it will protect savers' deposits. In France, the big banks have held a meeting with Sarkozy to discuss the fall in their share prices. So the ripples of this credit crunch are going further and further through Europe.
And do you think, can you see any areas that are protected, any countries that are unlikely to be affected, or is this just going to go on and on, rippling through countries on and on and on?
I think it just shows the extent of the US subprime problems. They've spread through the banking system, and even banks without subprime investments are now being infected by this loss of confidence. And banking is, after all, about confidence. Once people start to lose their confidence in the system, the whole thing is undermined and starts to crumble. I think that's what we're seeing now with these big share price falls in banks across Europe. We are seeing a wholesale loss of confidence amongst investors in our banks.